superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Come on, man. We're waiting. I love this guy, but let's go, bro.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We know we got a good team. We're not perfect, and we know we got to be better.
I've been making excuses for Tatum for the last 5 years. Put your stamp on it because Anthony Edwards is taking all your shine.
Yeah.
Today's guests, Lions General Manager Brad Holmes, voice of the NBA on ESPN, Mike Breen. From CBS's CSI Vegas, actor Paula Newsome. And now, it's
yes.
Rich Eisen.
Yes. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We've got NFL football to talk about, NBA playoffs to talk about, NHL playoffs to talk about, and then there's a phone line for you to connect with us to tell us what you'd like to talk about. It's a beautiful thing here on this Monday Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku channel, this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. All of our social media feeds are available to you at Rich Eisen Show. For the TikTokers, it's at The Rich Eisen Show. Our YouTube page is white hot to the touch. We're so thrilled to be churning out content for you all 3 hours. Our podcast is another way to follow us. All 3 hours available on the Cumulus Podcast Network. We're still basking in the glow of Nikki Glaser's dynamite appearance on Friday's edition of our program. It was 1 week ago today. The whole country's talking about what she had to say. The Brady roast is already a week old, and it's still feels like it was last night.
Right.
Tony Hinchcliffe's on tomorrow's program in terms of that. We just can't quit the Brady roast, quite frankly. Tom Brady is apparently showing up at the Fox up front today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, things are clicking. Wow. I'm sure they'll announce a game or two on their schedule.
Wow. Is he wearing a Raiders helmet?
No,
jersey?
No. It'll be a Fox mic flag, I'm sure. And, you know, the NBC's already announced what the opening kickoff game is, 100-something days from today.
Let's go.
Ravens and Chiefs, we'll talk about that later. I've got a top five list of the top five games I'd also like to see in week one straight out of the gate. We've got an overreaction Monday. It's all good. Good to see you over there, Christopher
Rich.
Brockman. How are you?
I'm great, man. What's up?
I am so thrilled that Mike Del Tufo is here today because Fox is having an upfront, and they were able to spare you today.
I did one of them years ago, but that was it.
That was it?
Yep.
One and done, Mike Del Tufo.
I mixed one years ago.
Good to see you, Mikey. How are you?
I am so happy to be back, Rich.
TJ Jefferson.
Oh, man, I was Nikki Glaser. I'm very upset I was not here on Friday.
And you should. You should.
I'm very upset.
But, hey, those UFL games I didn't watch were great.
Actually, we had a big game on Saturday.
Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. What's up, man? How are you?
There's a lot up, man. How are you guys doing?
I am great. What's down is apparently your back right tire. Is that what I saw today? As you got
in the car today, hit the garage, went to turn the car on. I pulled out and I hear a thump, 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 and I get out and I look, and
that's no good.
Tire was flatter than flat.
Okay.
So. Very good. Got going for me, which was nice.
Which is nice.
Flatter than the Knicks yesterday.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Oh, look at this guy. Flatter than the Knicks yesterday. All of a sudden, he's feeling good about it.
They lost by 50. What are you talking about?
But, you know, here's the thing.
I felt like 75. Here's the thing.
What do you mean? We are through. I told you, I'm through handling the NBA playoffs like it's the NFL.
I know.
You
know,
fun, though. Honestly, it's just like this team stinks. It's over. For instance, last time we convened on this program, the Western Conference Finals between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Minnesota Timberwolves is all set.
Locked.
Game one was all set for Oklahoma City. It was all done, right? I'm even seeing, lower third graphics on all of our competition basically say, is it a done deal? Are the Oklahoma City Thunder and Minnesota Timberwolves going to play one another for the right to go to the NBA Finals? Plural. It's Stanley Cup Final, singular. Mm. We'll keep reminding you. But listen, that was it. Now look. Now look what we got. Two Nuggets blowout wins in Minnesota.
Yep.
Okay.
What is that?
Two decisive, we'll call it that, Nuggets wins in Minnesota. And I guess I don't know what. What do you say? Two things. One, Kilbourne's a cooler.
Two. Another thing.
What's
up,
Craigers? Did you text him that over the weekend?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man.
I let him alone.
That would have been
brutal. But in all honesty, let's ask this question about the Denver Nuggets.
Broncos, too.
Let's ask this question about the Denver Nuggets. I have football on the brain. Why don't we ascribe to them they've got the heart of the champions? Why don't we ascribe to them that they're the defending champions? If instead of the word Denver across their chest, or 5280, by the way, yeah, which is a very helpful tool for kids out there to know how many feet there is in one singular mile. It's a great educational tool for kids.
I learned about it from them.
If they had Boston across their chest, New York across their chest, Los Angeles across their chest, would we be saying, well, that's a three-time MVP now. This guy is as great as they come. He's an all-time great, and they are going to be unbeatable. Why don't we ascribe to the Nuggets what we ascribe to defending champs that are in an 0-2 hole that come back and go to a spot like Minnesota with a rampaging team that had yet to lose in the playoffs with a kid that people are saying reminds them of Michael Jordan. And they go and they do what they did. And I don't see many people today saying, well, that's a heart of a champion. Instead, it's like, well, maybe it's just not Anthony Edwards' time yet. Or, well, you know, they had to come down to earth. Well, I don't know why we don't ascribe to the Nuggets what we would ascribe even to Golden State.
When you say we, though, what do you mean?
I say national media writ large.
Because, like, and look, you got on a Jalen Brunson video, right, where you didn't think he was going to be worth what the Knicks paid him. Brockman, you were pounding the table that this series was over. Like, the T-Wolves were going to sweep the Nuggets.
I mean, it felt like I wasn't alone.
But the thing is, I don't want to be the next contestant on the Summer Jam Scream, so I'm not going to, like, write the Nuggets off. As a matter of fact, I think this is over. I think the T-Wolves had their shot. And now because of the three-time MVP, because of the fact they are the defending champions, I just can't see them losing this series now.
Well, and again, we've got to stop handling the NBA playoffs like it's an NFL season where we have an entire week to sit on a narrative and either tear it down or cement it. These games are all, it appears, stand alone. And momentum can change at any moment, whether it's a long respite in between games, as you'll hear Anthony Edwards ascribe to the Timberwolves' dip in fortune, or it's OG Anunoby driving to the basket in a career-best playoff night and coming down with an injury that has hobbled an already hobbled Knicks team even more, or it's Jason Tatum staring in the mirror or listening to Chris Brockman light him up on the Rich Eisen show. I'll even give you that.
Thank you.
You know, is it seeming, you know, to have Luka Doncic go ahead and stare himself down in the mirror? Is their second win in a row in this series based on potentially the momentum swing of a member of the press conference room turning off their Bluetooth? I have no idea. We don't know. We have no earthly idea how fickle this beast called NBA playoffs momentum is and how it can switch. We're done. I can't even sit here and say, oh, the Nuggets have this thing wrapped. Who the hell knows?
I mean, true.
And Jamal Murray took the opportunity to actually play in game three and score 24 points. And Jokic is doing Jokic things. And here's what I mean by ascribing to the Nuggets something that we would normally ascribe to every other defending champ, which is all-time great player leading the way for everybody else to raise their game and everybody to believe in him and thus believe in themselves and have a terrific coach and have an opportunity to win it all again. Aaron Gordon last night turned into the love child of Robert Horry and name me another and Ray Allen And then they went ahead and added in a little late game Derek Fisher. And right. Honestly, he couldn't miss last night.
Couldn't miss.
11 for 12.
And everybody, was wondering that what's up with him and how does he continue to, I guess, be the team player that he is? Listen to this great question and answer from last night's press conference.
A lot of times in this league, that's a hard thing to do when you're on a team like this. Where did you learn to be selfless?
That's a great transition, Katie. You saw big fella step in the room, huh? That guy, man, that's where I learned to be selfless. I learned it from him, man. He's the best basketball player in the world, three-time MVP, and he's the most selfless, humble dude that you'll ever meet. So, if a three-time MVP can do it, I can do it too.
Yeah, I think it's just they're not sexy. They're not high flying.
Well, Jokic
can't jump over a phone book.
They're
in
Denver, which isn't.
Denver is not the hub of sports, media excitement.
Very cool city though, but
Jokic isn't on every commercial on planet Earth.
Yeah. So he does have a few, which is kind of shocking for a guy so reserved. Like he does have a couple.
But it
commercials.
Just seems like he'd rather be doing anything other than playing basketball.
Riding
like he'd
horses.
Rather be
riding horses
doing the horses
does.
Thing, yeah. Or just being out of the limelight altogether.
Guess what?
You know,
those were two incredibly impressive victories. And now they go home for game five. They got home court advantage back, if that means anything. Who the hell knows? The home court has yet to yield a win for the home team in this series.
Which is weird.
Meanwhile, Anthony Edwards was taking it. Hey, listen, when you dish it, you got to take it. And Jamal Murray was barking at him. Hitting half-court shots, staring down Kevin Harlan as Harlan's getting out of his seat, barking out his call at Jamal Murray. Awesome. I mean, and that was insane. That was a ridiculous close to the half, just as the Timberwolves had cut it to single digits, and then suddenly, boom, two turnovers leads to 5 points in the last 10 seconds of that half. Mm-hmm. And so Anthony Edwards was asked about receiving it. Mm-hmm.
Anthony, did you have any words with Jamal or any of the Nuggets at the end of the game? There looked like you might
have been
something.
I just told his ass that's what we love that. Keep talking that. That's what we like. Well, I love it, So, he ain't say nothing back, but I'm pretty sure he heard me. They heard me. Yeah, we live for that.
All right, so now.
Wow.
He ain't say nothing back.
Yeah, so he is hilarious.
Now, hold on a second. This is what he had to say about the momentum swing. You said essentially you think this is it. For the Nuggets. Like,
kinda,
this is it.
It just
okay.
kind of feels that
so
way.
So this is what he said about the momentum swing.
I think the 3 days hurt us, actually. Yeah, I think having those after those two wins, they gave us, 3 days off or 3 days before we play again. And I don't really like that at all. But I think that's why we came out sluggish game three. But I don't think they got any momentum. I mean, we won two games. They won two games. At this point, it's just whoever wins two games. So I don't know how people look at it, but I look at it like I'm happy. I'm ready. We're competing at the highest level, and I'm smiling about it because I'm happy. I'm ready to go play. If we play tomorrow, I'll be ready. So it's going to be fun.
Okay, so here's how interpret this. You can interpret this. He's young. He doesn't know. Let's put that aside. Or he's cocky. All right. Well, he's earned it. He's earned it.
He's 22-year-old in the NBA.
He's earned it. He's earned it.
Confident.
Or he knows this, which I didn't know, and I saw it on my Twitter feed last night. Put it up on the screen, please. This is fantastic. This is from the reporter from The Athletic who covers the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay.
John Krasinski. I believe I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. I apologize, John, if not. Anthony Edwards had 44, 5, and 5. He played 45 minutes and 20 seconds. The Wolves won those minutes by 5. They lost the 2 minutes and 40 seconds he sat by 13 points.
Whoa, what?
What a stat. Like, if this was Dan Patrick, we'd play stat of the day right here. That's it. Right? Look at that. He sat for 240,
wow, okay.
And the Nuggets just blitzed him. Blitzed him.
Hey, he can't sit out in game five.
He's got to find his inner Josh Hart. I don't know.
Yeah, he's got to play full 48.
Make a comment about him being on the bench and going on the run.
Those last seconds and minutes of the first half were absurd.
Yeah. I mean, that was the difference in the game. An 8-0 run to end the first half, and the Nuggets won by 8.
Well, it turned out to be that way. It kind of felt like the Timberwolves were never really going to do it. I don't know.
No, it felt like the Nuggets were kind of in control the whole game.
Correct.
But I'm
right.
saying the final score being an 8-point difference and that 8-0 run at the end of the half, including the 55-foot yeah. heave. By
what a highly entertaining series.
Yeah.
And look, maybe I jumped the gun in saying that it's over.
You took your finger off the
it's
piece.
It's been clipped off it's and just, shared already.
It's just yesterday, man. It just seemed like
careful.
This team was the defending champion.
But stop.
They do
We're
have the
done.
Best player, and it feels like now it's clicking now for them. That's what it felt like.
The Cavaliers looked overmatched, thoroughly overmatched. That wasn't even a game for a split second, I didn't feel, you know, in Cleveland.
Yeah.
After they lose by 25, then win by 24, and then the Celtics, the Jason Tatum game you were looking for, arrived. Okay?
Finally.
Big time. And they were doing everything right.
Yeah.
And tonight, could game four be Cleveland's night? 1,000,000%.
Exactly.
1,000,000%. Yeah. After two games in a row of the Mavericks taking care of business against Oklahoma City, can that thing be two apiece tonight? 1,000,000%. So we're done with that. And I'm not looking at the Knicks getting blown out yesterday like, okay, that's it. The dam is completely broken, and this thing is over, and Indiana is going to take this series
in six. Well, there's just more glaring issues facing the Knicks than any other the playoff team.
That's more apparent. It's not just, you know, a fickle beast of momentum.
Right.
It's OG Anunoby's hamstring on top of Bogdanovich's ankle, on top of Mitchell Robinson's injury, on top of the shoulder injury that knocked Julius Randle out for the season.
On top of Tibbs not wanting to play anybody on the bench. Because
well, I mean, he has to. He's literally playing everybody. Like, again, we've got Mike Breen on in hour number two. I'll ask him, can Clyde Frazier give us any minutes? Seriously. It's absurd. I mean, I told you, the ghost of Allen Houston's going to have to come and suit up.
Yeah, I mean, I know the bench got some run yesterday because they had to. But Brunson to play 31, that game was over. Early.
Yeah, I know. He should have yanked everybody out of there. I get it.
That's what I'm saying.
I hear you. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program. The actress Paula Newsom, who we loved in Barry as the love interest and investigator of, respectively, Professor Cousineau and Barry, Henry Winkler's love interest, Paula Newsom, is in studio. Right. The series finale, say adios to CSI Vegas.
Oh, no.
Airs this Sunday on CBS, which you can watch on Paramount Plus, which is right here on Roku.
Roku.
The aforementioned Mike Breen, who called games 3 and 4 of Knicks at Pacers. He's in on our Zoom screen in hour number 2. We also have a top 5 list of the best games that I'd like to see in week number 1, now that we know it's Ravens Chiefs to kick off the season.
Hey, now.
We'll discuss that. An update on all the rookie quarterbacks from the top of the draft as they go through their first mini camp drills. Got that going on. And well, let's take a break and talk to an actual newsmaker in this league. General manager of your Detroit Lions, Brad Holmes, is going to be zooming in next. So we're off and running on this Monday program right here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku channel and more. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung. And that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. We're having a conversation in the break about what the Timberwolves need to do and, you know, and how Rudy Gobert
should probably play less.
Maybe should play less. And he's the defensive player of the year.
Which is crazy.
And
right?
I keep saying, I said to you, and I'll say it here in this microphone, whatever, here we go. The number of Western Conference centers that Nikola Jokic has undressed, be-clowned, whatever you want to say, in his ascent.
All of them.
It's all of them, right?
Everybody in the West.
Right, in the West. Yeah. DeAndre Ayton. Was the guy for the Suns, and he was going to be one of the difference makers. And then Jokic is like, yeah, no. Right. And now he's doing this to the defensive player of the year again, right? Well, is Kat the answer? I don't know.
Really,
who are you going to throw at him? I mean, Chet, you think Chet Holmgren's going to have him quaking in his boots?
130-pound Chet Holmgren. Remember when the Suns were up 2-0 in the finals?
Yeah,
against,
right.
Against the Bucks.
Yeah.
Dude, Embiid's out. I mean, you're going to need Porzingis, pal, if this happens.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
going to
need him back.
Yeah, we have no chance.
Cornette ain't going to walk through, ain't going to cut it.
Yeah.
You know, Al Horford's not cutting it.
Can Big Pert come back for
I don't know. Can he give me minutes? I don't know.
I can feel it.
Seriously, the Knicks, what are they going to run Hartenstein at him? Yeah.
Sheed, Shaq. Shaq had a cup of coffee with us.
Shaq. I mean, that's all.
Is he around Boston still?
I don't know.
Everybody better root for the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, like I said, he's doing this without seemingly an ounce of athleticism, which obviously he does.
But it doesn't look like it.
His game isn't predicated on being athletic at all. He's so smart.
It's kind of fitting. He was drafted during a McDonald's commercial, right?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
By the way, the betting odds, they were 20-1 to win the title, down 2-0. Now they're second favorite, 3-1 behind the Celtics.
Still the C's?
Yeah.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. The general manager of the Detroit Lions, Brad Holmes, is about to join us on the program. We're just talking about who's the answer to Jokic right now. Who's the answer? I don't know. Anthony Edwards is the answer, right? Just let him blitz.
He was for
let
two
him
games.
Blitz, and Naz Reid can blitz, and just blitz him from three. Keep blitzing him. I don't know. Right?
I mean, you got two very capable 7-footers on that T-Wolves team.
That's the idea. That's what you're supposed to do, right? That you have you're more than capable. That's like an understatement for these guys.
But I just don't.
You got a 3-point champ and you got a defensive player of the year. And that's just, you know, well, I mean, Anthony Towns is more than just a 3-point champ, too.
Yeah. Number one pick, you know, all-star. He had an off game. He definitely did. He's got to be getting 20 to 25 a night for them to win this.
Did
that's
the league
the
do
line.
The Nuggets a solid?
Not, giving him 3 days off,
not suspending Jamal Murray.
Well, there's no question about that. I thought throughout the entire game three, when Murray was booed every time he touched the ball, that it was just an absolute shame that he was out there playing. And this has nothing
they
didn't
to want do
with
him to be down
that
3-0.
Has nothing to do with him as a human being or a person or a Canadian or anything like that. He lost his mind, and there should have been more than $100,000 fine because somebody could have turned an ankle on that heat pack, and somebody like if he hit the ref. It could have been more than
the
a game.
Ref, the towel was right next to Cat's feet.
I think that's the whole thing. We're doing ifs and almost. The fact is,
but he made a decision to happen, behave that way, though. Yeah. If you look at the history of the league, okay, these guys, even in the playoffs, get suspended for the dumb crap they do. Draymond
physically assault the player, so that's worth it.
He actually connected with somebody.
Robert Horry hit Steve Nash into the table.
But he didn't get suspended for that. The guys who took 1 inch off the bench got suspended.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. The Knicks players, five guys get suspended for taking just one little...
Are you saying David Stern would have sat Jamal Murray?
David Stern would have 1,000% suspended Jamal Murray, probably for 2 games.
No, guys, let me ask you this. Do we feel like this is where your reputation comes into play, because Jamal Murray
maybe
doesn't have the reputation.
That's true.
Maybe. We don't want the defending champs and the MVP getting swept.
I'd rather feel that it's something like, all right, this is so out of character for him. Maybe that's
but
why.
I don't know. By the way, I would love for the Knicks to have Tyrese Halliburton snap and throw something on the floor
and not
or,
get suspended?
Or get 3 days off. Yeah. That'd be great. That'd be great
now. The Knicks Pacers are going every other day.
Every other day.
Like, no matter what.
And the Knicks are losing somebody every other day.
Right?
Seems like it.
I'm telling you, man, get Melo on a 10-day. That's the only option.
Melo on a 10-day.
Get him on a Can you do that, by the way?
We should do it.
Probably. I don't know.
If we didn't have our next guest waiting, I would love to do a segment on which Nick could you pull out from the first row and give a 10-day to and think that they could actually turn the series.
Starbury.
The general manager of the Detroit Lions, Brad Holmes, is back here on the Rich Eisen Show, and it is good to see him here on this program. Good to see you, Brad. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Rich. How you doing?
I am great. I expected to see a lion on the screen, but not like the one over your right shoulder. My goodness, what is that? What do we have behind you? Is that Simba? Who is that? What is that? What do you got?
I don't have a name for him yet, but it's just him or her yet. But I don't know. Just I had an idea and a thought of why don't we just have like a real lion in here and just kind of fill out the whole Serengeti of my entire office. And
I love it.
Pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, I do too. Is that the lion Dan Campbell wanted on the sidelines, Brad, behind you? Is that?
Oh, I think if he was allowed to have it, it would look very similar to.
Oh my gosh. Now, he said he didn't really ask for it, right? Did he ever ask for
it? No, it's, he kind of made as a saying of if he could, but it wasn't official, like confirmed ask.
But did you think for a split second, is he going to ask me to call the league as the general manager and executive vice president of the Detroit Lions, see if we can have a live lion on the sideline for a split second, Brad?
I mean, I would be all for it if we were allowed to do it, but I think we're not going to be able to get that one pushed through.
I love it. Yeah. You can't, we don't need that lion doing a hip drop tackle of some sort, on somebody, what I mean? I love it. So let's just jump right into it. And I can help if you need help. How can we make sure Terrion Arnold is a confident young man? Can we help him on that front, Brad? What do you think? Can we help him on that?
You know what? I tell you what, every exposure that we had with him all through the entire process, I mean, not only in his play, which I actually would say the confidence level of his play, I thought, increased as the season went on. When you look at it from the beginning of the season all the way till how it ended. But just at the combine and, just bringing him in as a top 30 and going to his pro day and just, everything is just he's got that personality. And that's a trait that you just have to have at that position. We've seen, I think all of us have seen times where, the confidence would waver or you didn't feel as confident or, something unfortunate happens where the confidence just may get shot. But that's one thing that he is not lacking, which I think is very, very important for the position. And his response after he was chosen, it did not surprise me at all.
I was going to ask you about that, Brad, because I said on the air, actually, on NFL Network's draft coverage, that with all due respect to all the other individuals in the green room, that if I had to choose one player to be drafted by your team to be introduced in front of that crowd that was that size and that lit for this moment, I would have chosen Terrion Arnold, Brad.
Yes, yes. I would. Well, that I believe that shot right there that you're showing, because I was about to go to that. I saw that shot. Someone sent it to me the next morning or that morning. I don't know how many hours of sleep I got, but when I got up that morning, late morning, I guess, I saw that and it literally it gave me chills. Like it made my hair stand up. Just the excitement that it brought. Just how well our city did, the way our fans showed out. You know, the league did a great job of hosting the draft, but then I do think the excitement that was wrapped up with the trade up, because they thought they were probably waiting until 29 or, you know, possibly the fear of actually trading out of the first round. And then also, you know, who the player was, which obviously I've said that been on record. I did not think that we would get in striking range of that player, but it just it worked out, and we were able to get in striking range. It was an awesome feeling.
Yeah, what was
but
your
he was ready for that moment for sure?
Yeah, no doubt, right? His first interception of his career was of my colleague Kaylee Hartung's microphone. Literally took it out of her hand, and and then addressed the crowd, addressed the 200,000 people there. What were you thinking? And with Dan, I guess you were all watching from the draft room, Brad?
Yeah, we were all in the draft room. It's a lot going on. We try to, after we make all the calls and, you know, the player talks to Dan and, you know, talks to Sheila and everybody, you know, we get all the logistics in line afterwards. We try to turn up and listen to the commissioner, you know, actually going to the podium and then making the pick and then just kind of seeing the reaction and all that. But, you know, when he started going, we were kind of cheering in the room and clapping and all that. So I didn't hear everything that he said. I didn't really hear all the, you know, hey, you guys got a star and I'm home and all that stuff. But I didn't really hear all the audio till the next day. But seeing it, I thought it was pretty cool.
Brad Holmes right here on the Rich Eisen Show, general manager of the Detroit Lions. So why do you think there were a few first round trades as they were, Brad? What's your assessment now that you're a couple weeks removed from this draft?
You say few were first
round? Yeah, there were just five in the first. And, you know, and six quarterbacks going in the first, you know, dozen picks, 13 picks, just crazy. It's nuts, Brad.
Yeah, I don't have a true answer. I think it just happened to be one of those drafts where and it goes in waves, and it goes in waves every couple of years, and it goes in waves for a lot of different reasons where the strengths and the weaknesses at certain positions are spiked. I do think though this year, and you look at last year, because of how the college football landscape is set up right now, that you're just getting less and less players just even coming out. You know, the underclassmen would be the meat of the first two rounds in the past, where it was spiking up to you have 100, 130, getting up to 150 underclassmen, where now, you know, this past draft, you know, we were down at like, it was at 58 or something. So I think that's having an effect. But these offensive players that went that high, they didn't get pushed up. I mean, sometimes like these guys are getting pushed up. No, like I've always said, first of all, it's an offensive heavy draft. And I've always thought, man, if you're picking in the top 15, you're going to get like a really good player. And it just happened to be it was one of those drafts where it was offensive heavy, but the ones that were kind of had those defensive players kind of starred, it helped them as well.
Well, you certainly found one last year in terms of an offensive player that high in Jahmyr Gibbs. How many more carries do you think, more touches can he have this year? Not to have you tell any tales out of school, but what a special player he is obviously turning into, Brad. So what's your plan for him year two?
Yeah, I definitely would expect him to see more of a load. But, you know, it's, you know, David Montgomery will still be here too. And I just we love, Dan and I love that 1-2 punch of him and David. So, but just speaking him specifically, you know, him being a rookie last year, you know, even when he kind of had some pops in that KC game in that opener, you know, he was, I was watching, I was like, you know, he's still trying to get the feel of the game. Like he was playing very fast, and he actually kind of needed to slow down a little bit. And he openly admitted that, you know, like, I just had to slow it down a little bit. I was kind of going too fast, which he was. But once he got that sweet spot, and it was about right there, you kind of saw it a little bit in the Ravens game, which was, unfortunately, we didn't show up very well for that game. But that's when you started seeing some glimpses of, I think it's coming. And then, obviously, that Raiders game where I believe, you know, everybody would say it was the breakout. I think that's when you kind of saw, okay, the game is slowing down for him. You know, now you're seeing exactly what you saw at Alabama. But I think he's got much more to offer in the passing game. You know, so most likely you'll see an increase in that as well.
Brad Holmes here on the Rich Eisen Show, GM and Executive Vice President of the Detroit Lions. So you made Amon-Ra St. Brown the best paid receiver for about 24 hours, Brad, you know, and it's just crazy the world in which we live. I'd love to lift up the hood and get your 2 cents on signing players before other teams signed their players at the same position. And you know, there's one in your division that's looking for his bag in Minnesota. How much does that play into your thinking when you're signing your own?
Yeah, you're definitely aware of it for sure. And, you know, that's part of the, like we always talk about, both sides working very, very hard in terms of getting something done. We're aware of it. Their camps are aware of it, of, you know, what's looming, what's coming down the pipe. And but the bottom line is, from our standpoint, we just want to do what's right by the player. And we want to make sure, like, okay, you know, St. Brown has earned this. And, you know, whatever, we can't control what happens after that, but we wanted to make sure that we did what we were supposed to do in the, you know, paying him appropriately. But you try to do as best you can. But, you know, you just can't control the future. And a lot of times, you know, those other things that are looming, they're waiting for the first person to strike. But, you know, we shouldn't really punish, you know, the player that we're trying to reward because of what we can't control. So we just felt like, you know, he's an elite player. He's truly earned it. He represents and embodies everything that we're about as a franchise. So just really happy for him, but it's always going to be something coming behind.
No, I know my question is kind of infused with the possibility of you looking at somebody else's player and saying, I don't want to pay mine more, so I need to strike now. I understand that that is the undercurrent of what I just asked, but you also want to pay more players of your own than just St. Brown. There is a salary cap here. Right.
Yes.
So you need to strike at the right time. And I'd love to get your philosophy on when signing players, sooner rather than later, and how that all works as a puzzle piece for somebody like yourself, for a young team on the rise, if not Super Bowl ready this coming season, Brad.
Yeah. You know? So we try to, obviously there's a market for everyone, and we try to make sure that our players are paid appropriately within where we are forecasting what that market is going to be. Mm-hmm. The other component that about the win part is not only the win and where, when the deal is going to happen with how we forecasted the market, but we got to look at it for the future as well. So that's the part that, yeah, you can do this. And I think we do an excellent job of, we can pay this player this at this time, and it's advantageous for us. But at the same time, you know, is this going to limit us for what we want to do next year and in the year after? And another one of our own players that are going to be due for an extension, and how much cash you're going to have available for free agency for the upcoming year. So all of that, there's a lot of moving parts, but all of that comes into play.
And what can you tell me how coach is talking about the level of expectation here based on last season, where technically, you know, from the outside looking in, it could be said you arrived earlier than expected, but you arrived, you have. And now you're a division winner and an NFC championship game participant, leader at half. I mean, this is serious business now. And I turned around, the number of times I turned around from my seat as a Michigan grad and seeing the number of Honolulu Blue jerseys was just overwhelming to me. So it's there. You've arrived. How are you all handling that? And coach in particular, Brad?
Yeah, you know, we just want to continue on our same plan of just keep getting better every single year. And one of the things that we definitely don't want is to feel that, yeah, if the outside world feels there's an arrival, then that's what the and we appreciate that. And it's appreciated. But at the same time, we still got to roll our sleeves up and earn every single thing. It's a whole new season. Nothing's going to be given to us, you know, and no, nobody around here is going to be complacent or resting on their laurels of, oh, well, we did this last year, so we're definitely going to be this. The only thing that we expect to be better than we were the previous year. But we know that you got to earn it. And, you know, we came up short last year, but it just fueled us to do more this upcoming year. And the message is clear. The guys are already aware about that in the locker room, that we have to do more than we did last year in order to get to where we want to go. So that is evident, and that's our goal right now.
All right, Brad. Listen, I say things on the air sometimes, and it sticks, and sometimes it doesn't. But Charles Davis was kind enough to reach out to you during the draft. You guys in the draft room were wearing, what, Dan Campbell's jersey? Is that what you were wearing, all Dan Campbell's jerseys in the draft room?
Yes, and I can tell you that the signed versions of those black jerseys are en route
Thank
to
you,
use.
Sir. Yes. Well, and we're going to auction them off for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. It was you and it was Dan and Chris Spielman offering to sign these. And we're going to auction them off, and all the money's going to go to a great cause. You're a good man for that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. I thought it was a great idea.
Thank you.
When Charles gave me the word, and I said, no problem. Absolutely. And they should be en route to you.
I appreciate that. And it delights me to see somebody like Chris Spielman making people in the state of Michigan happy about football. I think it's terrific that somebody with his background is comfortable doing that, Brad. You know, certainly over the last 3 years, drafting Aiden Hutchinson, it's all about winning. He's a pro, you know.
I was waiting for the Spielman jab to come at some point.
It's not a jab. It's a compliment.
It's a compliment. It was subtle.
You know, it's a compliment. Please send him my best at making people in the state of Michigan happy about football and how it's a sign of his true professionalism.
Yeah, no, Chris does a great job, and he wears a lot of different hats, but he is all about, you know, making us better and do whatever he can to make the Lions better. But he does represent state of Michigan well. He's Detroit Lion through and through.
I love it. And my compliments to the artist again over your shoulder. It really is beautiful. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it's a company that we have used that does a lot of the graphics around the building. But I didn't know if they were actually going to be able to pull it off. But I will say it did exceed my expectations when I just said, you know, just a more of a lifelike real lion. And not only for the lion, but the rest of the office is more you think you're actually walking the plains of the Serengeti.
You are definitely generally managing, man. If you're on top of the art and the roster and the team. Very impressive, Brad, but you knew that already. Thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Rich. Thank you.
No, and thanks again for the signed jerseys. It should raise a ton of money for St. Jude. Greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That is Brad Holmes, the general manager and EVP of the Detroit Lions here on the Rich Eisen Show. That is, for the radio audience,
it is unbelievable.
Great picture of a lion. You know Dan Campbell wants a lion on the sideline. So does he.
Just let him do it. Like, what is the harm?
I mean, those are what cages are for, right?
Crowd gets a little loud.
You don't have to leave them there the whole game.
I didn't ask him a question about the schedule because it's a waste of time. I have to sign an NDA to get a copy of it.
He knows his schedule.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you sign it yet?
No.
Here's the deal.
Are you going to?
I have to. I got to be on the air Wednesday.
Everybody has to sign NDAs, but yet it still gets leaked.
Yeah, so
I don't know.
Someone's not honoring that contract.
What are we doing?
Well, it's because it's in so many different people's hands. Like as you know, well, we'll talk about it. Let's talk about that next. Let's do it. Schedule release show on Wednesday.
See how that happens.
Okay, we'll talk about that. And so much more to discuss. 844-204-RICH. Mike Breen in Overreaction Monday coming up in hour two. Let's talk Game Time. Boy, do we love using Game Time tickets at the Rich Eisen Show. And every single time I've been watching the basketball playoffs on TV, I've been wondering what it would be like to be at these games. And when you choose your tickets on Game Time, you can see the view from your seat, where the court is, where you are in relation to it. And then the all-in prices, that's my favorite feature. The all-in prices makes sure that you see the lowest price guarantee and also know exactly how much everything costs all in before you purchase. So all the guesswork is removed when you buy playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Are you still playing fantasy football? You still doing that?
Not really. No, I'm in a league, but I don't control it. One of my buddies controls it for me.
Well, because I know we've had conversations about this before, and that there are some interesting, tasks that the loser of this league must undertake. So are you, if you lose, even though you're not part of the day-to-day?
Oh, yeah, they'll hold me to it. Absolutely. I don't even know if I could tell you who's on my team right now, but... if I were to lose, they would absolutely hold me to it, and we'd have to go take care of business.
What are some of the fails that I guess that you have to do? What are some of the responsibilities of the losers of your league? What is
last year the loser had to go to Alaska for a day?
What do you mean, like for a day?
Yeah.
For a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
They went to a place called Nome, Alaska. Actually, where the Iditarod, it goes through there, I think.
Yeah, so the loser, the
sled race,
regardless of the geographic spot in the United States, would have to, for a day, get on a plane and proof of purchase of the ticket and then take a photo. Like, how do you...
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was tasks involved. It was, I think he went in March.
Okay.
But it was a whole thing. And that was just 1 year. That was just last year. This year, it'll be entirely different.
What other previous years? Any other examples? Because that's amazing. You have to go to Nome, Alaska.
The year before, the loser, Barstool Sports does the Rough and Rowdy, the boxing deal. He fought in that. At the Super Bowl, the year we were there, he was fighting in the boxing on Friday night before the game there.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. This is you do not want to lose your fantasy league, Jerry.
No, you don't. No, that's why I try to put a lot of faith in my buddy that's around the corner.
Back here on our program, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on this Monday show. So. The Detroit Lions, everybody. Great chat with the general manager of the team, Brad Holmes, just now. Gotta wonder.
Do they win the North?
Do they win the North?
Yeah, see, I was thinking, Rich.
Best division in football this year, I think.
Best division in football. So last year's worst team, okay? Last year's worst team was the Chicago Bears. They drafted ninth overall.
Last year's worst team?
In that division?
Oh, in that division.
Yeah. They drafted ninth overall. The Vikings drafted 11th overall. Moved up to 10 because they got a little nervous.
Yeah.
And then the Packers made the playoffs, won a playoff game.
Yeah.
And then the Lions made the playoffs, won two playoff games. So, right? The only other division to have to win more playoff games last year is the AFC West, because the Chiefs won all four of theirs.
That's one team.
That's correct.
True.
This one has two teams winning it. So you can make this case. I think both North divisions could make a case for being the best division in the NFL.
The NFC West, I think, is going to be sneaky good.
Okay. That's sneaky good. You're talking about best division in the league.
I think the Cardinals are going to be much better than people
think. I would think so, too. And the Rams and the Seahawks and obviously the 49ers taking the Super Bowl to overtime before losing.
Probably should have won the Super Bowl.
So who wins this division when we finally make this choice in about 100 days from now?
Right. In 3.5 months when we're like, I don't know. I said go Pack go last year. I'm going to stick with it.
I like Detroit.
You like Detroit or you like
Detroit's
Green
got all
Bay?
The expectations.
I kind of think Detroit.
I like Detroit.
It's going to be one of the two of them. I think it's obviously safe to say. But this division is going to be wide open, it seems like, for the next few years, right?
Well, certainly since the Vikings just drafted themselves a huge winner.
Yeah, they got Rich's son in Minnesota.
Williams is as good as we all think.
Chicago, only gets better.
You know?
So a Packers stock owner thinks the Lions are going to win this division.
Come on. What are you doing?
Yes, only because I
hope you don't go to the stockholders meeting.
I actually just got a letter. I got to bring those in.
What do you mean you got a letter?
I get letters like maybe two or three times a year.
Oh, yeah.
For what?
I get letters. Just like give you like a packet of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, to go along with your pet rock.
Exactly.
Is the pet rock good? I have a letter.
Have you fed the pet rock?
I have. Here's why I asked Brad Holmes about Jahmyr Gibbs. Two things. One, I want fantasy people to go crazy. Two, I really do believe Jahmyr Gibbs is going to flip the number of carries. You know, I know that David Montgomery is still there.
He's a beast, too.
I know that. But I just think
that's a great problem.
You have to give Jahmyr Gibbs more touches. You just simply have to.
Yeah.
Because when he does touch it, he can go to the house every single damn time. And I'm just wondering if they flip that. How many carries did David Montgomery have last year?
219.
Mm-hmm. And how many carries did Jahmyr Gibbs have last year?
Gibbs had 182.
Okay.
13 touchdowns for Montgomery.
That's
10
more than
for Gibbs.
You'd probably thought, right?
In terms of just straight carries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many catches did he have?
Jahmyr Gibbs must have had at least 50. Did he have 50?
70 or 52 for 316. He only had one receiving touchdown, believe it or not, though.
Gibbs?
50 catches, though. That's 230 touches. We need to get that.
And how many catches did David Montgomery have? Like 10?
Yeah, Montgomery did not really.
What do you have?
Let me see here. I just had.
Probably had nothing.
So we had more touches than Montgomery last year.
Right. I just think that's going to have to. The disparity is going to have to. I really do believe that.
300 touches for Montgomery.
You mean for Gibbs you're talking
Sorry,
about?
Sorry, for Gibbs, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gibbs
Montgomery only had 16 catches. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Gibbs needs 300 touches.
It was pretty much total.
70
but
catches,
he was a rookie 200. Last year. So I understand in terms of grasping what you have to do
to stay on the field
for pass pro.
Sure.
Or you have to do to, you know, I don't know if rookie wall is even a thing anymore since you.
Not at running back.
If you play in That's Alabama, sure. you're going to be playing 16 games a year, it seems, anyway.
Yeah, not at running back.
So, I just have a feeling like this guy, is he top five in fantasy draft conversations right now?
Ooh,
being drafted?
Good question.
I had him last year in fantasy. He was great, but I feel like with the presence of Montgomery.
I just have a feeling Montgomery's there.
Get his, so.
He might get a touchdown or two vultured from the 1 or 2 yard line.
Yeah, so I don't think that that's the thing that's keeping Gibbs out of being top five.
I mean, this is a difference maker at the position. I mean, you were seeing that in the playoffs as well.
I'm a big fan of Jahmyr Gibbs.
Which is, he's one of the main reasons why I'm leaning towards sticking with the Lions to win this division again. For real. Mike Breen coming up to talk hoops.
Pro Football Focus released some fantasy rankings last week.
Yes.
Their big board, top 400. Jahmyr Gibbs.
Hold on a minute. Is he top five? Is he top five?
Running back 4.
Okay.
11th overall player.
So who's running the three running backs in front of him? Let me guess.
McCaffrey,
Saquon, and Bijan.
Not Saquon.
Why wouldn't Saquon? Are you kidding me?
No, not Saquon. Saquon's running back 7.
That's crazy talk.
Breece Hall, running back 3. Okay. Bijan Robinson, running back 2.
Creece Hall, running back 3.
Christian McCaffrey, running back 1.
Where's Zeke?
Where's
Rico?
Okay. Rico Dowdle.
Zeke Elliott, running back 34.
Royce Freeman is what? What's Royce Freeman?
Rico Dowdle, running back 50. Royce Freeman.
He's available.
Running back 95.
So you get him on the cheap, and then they'll carry you to a title.
So
that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Breece Hall's in front of Jahmyr Gibbs.
Breece Hall is, a lot of expectations among all the fantasy people. Matthew Berry, big time.
That'd be
Breece
great.
Hall,
yeah. I would love it. That would be spectacular.
He's got a new Hall of Fame tackle on his squad, so it's going to help open up some holes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jets are all in on that.
Amon Ross St. Brown, talking some Lions. God. Wide receiver 4.
Who's one? JJ?
C.D. Lamb.
Of course, I knew that.
Receiver 1.
Yeah. By the way, just don't pay him. Let everyone else start paying theirs. Then he'll just be the most expensive when you know you're going to keep him.
See, the thing is, Rich, what you don't understand about Uncle Jerry is he wants CD to be the highest paid, so he's going to let everyone else get paid. Then he's going to go over the top.
Where's less pie?
Or you do what the Lions did, which is like, hey, we'll make you the best paid player, and then if you have it for 24 hours, it's not our fault.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.